Bob, I wanted to ask you about the time you were in L.A. and you were going to see the Queen of England and you had that suitcase.
August 2011, yes.
Absolutely, and we're hanging out super late in that hotel room. It was so weird. I was, like, taking photos, and one of them is this ghost-like shadow figure. I don't know who it was. It was the weirdest thing was while we were all sitting in that
hotel. Yeah, the parallel worlding place that near James's home.
Can you talk any more about your trip there and what was in the suitcase that you took it everywhere?
We were going to the Vatican, and we had to respond to their questions. They recognized, including the Pope, that this was something new, because they know a lot, or at least some of them in there. They knew it way back, and maybe not so many of the priests and cardinals know it today, but there's always someone who does. So they recognized what Ion was, that it was a fulfillment of something. I don't know if they'd say it was second coming, but so we had some objects. We want to do something with them around these objects. So that was in the suitcase.
What are they capable of doing to those objects?
Well, they wanted to see if they were the originals or did they have the originals. We were comparing our objects to theirs, and we won.
And what could those objects do?
I'm not allowed to talk about that, but they are pretty powerful. They're along the lines of the Ark of the Covenant. You know, the Ark of the Covenant had this power built up by humans focusing on it for centuries. Other cultures have objects like that, and we have been given some of them. What's happening, Evan, is people are recognizing, elites are recognizing that we are what was prophecy, what people, humans, Illuminatis were looking for, and they all want to be part of our scene. So they offer us their artifacts. They're special gifts. They're special treasures to see if we will say, you, that's great. We owe you something. Hey, come on in, and you can talk to Ion for free or something like that. They want to get close to us, Evan, and we don't let them in.
So they are saying that they want to talk to a more expanded consciousness. They feel that they have this worldview that is so satellite. And you guys are coming from non-physical, so they are, in a sense, saying, Master.
They're almost saying, we would like to make you a saint. But that is so they can say they are connected to us for their constituency.
The echelons of society, the big banking companies, the venture capitalists, people, they call them incubators, but really it's like a place where people come in and share everything that they've got.
No. Here's the thing, Robert. All the fantasies that people project in the Illuminati or the corporate guys, they can't do those fantasies because they don't have the proper knowledge. They don't understand RNA. Genetic engineering can't work because they're focusing on the DNA. So you can get rid of your Alex Jones projections and fears of the advanced technologies that the Illuminati, the leading elites have. They don't have it. It doesn't work because they don't know what they're doing. We have it because we found out from Ion how to make it.
They still have the capability of hurting people at their scale. They're still making, like, weaponized viruses. That stupid chicken virus now, that's passing human to human. I mean, they're still playing around in their freaking realm.
But here's the thing. They don't know that humans, well, they're learning now, humans will not accept a virus. They don't want to. And so a lot of the swine flu and these things don't work on the big level that they were planned for because humans are coming to their power and not believing any of the propaganda that sets it up that they might be vulnerable, like 50 years ago. Not now. And so their technologies aren't working. This is the big breakthrough, Evan, that there's factors that science and technologists didn't consider in the power of the human to get hip to what's going on, and then just it bounces off them. It doesn't affect them. But they are affected by our stuff. We got the only thing that works for people that want something that works.
If you guys were to go onto another level and you needed some kind of funding and you went on Dragon's Den, that's the kind of incubator that I'm talking about.
We would not do that. We don't need any funding. First off, JW's a fucking trillionaire, and he doesn't even have to put any money into it because we get people sending us money anyways. J.J. Abrams is very involved with us. I can't tell you how, but, you know, these creators recognize what we are. Okay. Oh, Bert, you want to say something, Bert?
No, I want to thank Evan for everything. I've listened to all of the shows that you had on, Bob, and I also want to thank you for that question you just asked Bob about the suitcase.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Always had that question about the meeting with the Vatican, so I've got enough of the puzzle pieces. Thank you.
Yeah, Evan evoked it. I wouldn't even thought of that question.
Yeah.
It was quite funny. We were standing out in highways and that, and I'm standing by my suitcase. I won't let anybody near it. I'm claiming there's bodyguards around the corner watching this.
Yeah.
It was quite an interesting and sort of a night of intrigue. And we ended up at that Double World hotel. What was that called? Beverly? What is that place called? Hermitage.